Bob, tell me about this offseason so far. How would you characterize what you've been able to do with the club?
Well, I'm quite pleased with it because we set out at the beginning of the free agency period to try to accomplish certain things, and we were able to accomplish all of the things we set out to work on. And I think we've improved ourselves in terms of the quarterback position. We've got some good competition there. We got Wilford. We wanted to strengthen our defensive line in the middle, and we wanted to get another safety. We got that. We wanted some more speed on the outside. We got that with Shorts, and so I thought it was quite successful, and we didn't sacrifice our future in terms of giving up opportunities to sign players in the forthcoming years. So we're under the salary cap and in good shape.
Quarterback in particular, how important was it to re-sign Ryan Mallett?
Well, we were really pleased with the one game he played in which he was healthy. And he played quite well, and he flashed some real promise there. And the question is, how consistent might that be? The next game, you know, he had an injury, and it affected his play. So we wanted to have him here. I think that with Bill, he has a chance to improve and to grow and mature. And I think the competition with Hoyer will be good for both of them.
What do you think Brian Hoyer brings to the table for your organization?
Well, we know he's a good leader. He's a hard worker. He's serious about the game. He has a stable family life. You know, he's going to be a good influence in the locker room, and he's a talented player. So I think he's going to bring quite a bit.
A lot of pluses, no doubt. How difficult was it to say goodbye to Andre Johnson for you and the organization?
Well, it was difficult because Andre had been there, you know, for 12 years, and we would have liked for him to hang around longer, but he didn't like the role that Coach had outlined for him, and he wanted to have the opportunity to talk to some other teams and see if he found something he liked better, and we honored his request.
What do you think is one of the more important things that will come out of these meetings here in Phoenix this week?
Well, one of the things is that we're making tremendous progress on the medical side in dealing with concussions and other injuries, and I think that we're all going to benefit. Society will benefit from what we're doing there, and the NFL is taking the lead. There's no question about it. So I think that's really good. And then I think in terms of what happens out in Los Angeles, we're continuing to move the ball along on that. We're a long way from making decisions, but I think that we are making progress.
Bob, we're less than 2 years of hosting a Super Bowl in Houston. What can you tell us about what needs to be done to the stadium to make that happen in the right way?
Well, the Wi-Fi is being put in now, as I understand it, so that's great. And it's not just for the Super Bowl, it's these other events, the Final Four and basketball and other events that we want to attract. You got to have a stadium that's competitive with other first-class stadiums, and of course that's the requirement. So it's just, you know, it's 12, 13 years old now, and it's getting a little threadbare in places, and you need to take care of those things as you go along and not wait and let it all build up, and all of a sudden you have an Astrodome sitting there, you know, in a condemned building. So but that's what happens when you don't take care of your facilities.
Thanks for joining us, Bob. Good luck in the draft.
Thank you. Glad y'all are here.